You know, with the game on Thursday, just wondering what the plan was in terms of the first team, how many snaps we might see him play.
Well, we're going to see him play more than they did in the first ball game. And then we've got some specific guys that we want to play even a little bit longer, simply because we want them to get used to the sequencing of the game, some of the substitution patterns that may take place. And we'll have selective guys that will have a significant more than they did in the first game. Our first groups probably played between 12 and 15. We will go above and beyond that and probably take them a couple more series.
Who's in that category of guys that have to get used to the substitution pattern?
Well, the young players that we are anticipating are going to play for us. We want them to get the feel not only of the substitution patterns, but they got to get a feel for what it's like at halftime. They're used to playing a game that is a little bit different pace. They have a 20-minute halftime. We want to make sure that we get some guys understanding what they have to do at halftime. And so it's not the first time that they've done it in the regular season. They'll have done it probably three times before we play our first game.
Coach, preseason, so it's a sequence that you have to go through. Are you on the pace that you would like getting into the second game?
Yes. Again, want to win every time we go out and play. That's what we're all about. But in the preseason, we're about evaluation, and we got a good evaluation on a number of players. And there's some guys that have earned the opportunity to move up the depth chart, so to speak. And when I say maybe they're not on the not moving up the depth chart that's printed, but in terms of the number of snaps that they're going to play and who they're going to play against, guys that played in the fourth quarter that did a nice job are going to get an opportunity to play earlier in the game, which will match them up against players that more than likely will be playing on the 53-man roster. So we want to get a good look at those guys competing against higher level of competition.
Any more of an emphasis on the running game this time? I know it's still a preseason game, but you'd like to see a little more production out of the running game in regards to it?
Well, yes, we want to be able to run the football, and it's going to really depend on how Baltimore is going to defend us. They've got a very good defense. I took a quick look at their game against Tampa Bay in the first preseason game with their ones in there. They were playing with a lot of energy. Still a very good defense. They've got two outside rushers that can create havoc coming off of the edge. That's going to be a challenge for us. And I thought they didn't miss a beat in terms of what they were doing when the number ones were out there.
Coach, I know Sean's not playing, but how important is it having him on the sideline sort of mentoring guys during the heat of the match?
Oh, it's very important. And that's a lot of the evaluation process that we go through. We want to see how these guys handle it on their own out there, but also being able to come over the sideline and make the corrections. And the corrections aren't always made strictly by the coaches. There's guys that are watching their guys playing their position, and they're gonna tell them what they saw. The more eyes we can have, the better off we're gonna be. So Sean knows our defense, and he'll do a good job coming back. But I will give you kind of an update in terms of, we've got four guys that they're not going to play. They're not going to play in the ball game. We've got Brady Ewing, Jason Snelling, Robert James, and Sean Weatherspoon. But we are on target for them to all be participating when we play the Tennessee Titans. So we feel very good when we start our regular season week, which that's what we'll do. We'll start doing some game planning. We will have all those guys ready to go.
You said you watched film that number 52 missing from that team. Do you happen to notice he was
gone? you notice that. But the guy that they had in there is a very experienced guy, 51, Daryl Smith. He did a very nice job in the snaps that he was in there. Very familiar with Daryl. Daryl, we drafted Daryl when I was in Jacksonville. He's a very good player, very experienced. And I thought that he did a nice job. And again, they're in their evaluation process just like we are. I'm not sure they're going to be doing a whole lot of game planning, just like we're not. We're going to go out there and evaluate our roster and go out there and try to win the ball game.